And go ahead and call this meeting to order. Alex Gonzalez, could you give us the Pledge of Allegiance?
Absolutely. Right hands over your heart. Ready to begin? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. Can we get a council roll call?
Vladimir Anderson. Vladimir Anderson. Eric Duane.
Present.
Alexis Federico.
Present.
Alexander Gonzalez.
Present.
Alex Maslin. Robert McDonald, sorry. Mario Munoz.
Here.
Marcos Villa. And Stephanie Wade. And we do not have quorum at this time.
Solid copy. All right. So we'll move into public comment, item 4. At this time, members of the public may address the council regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. And then we want to make sure that comments are limited to about 3 minutes, unless we determine that more time should be given. So at this time, do we have any public speakers?
We did not receive any public comment requests via email. If there are members of the public present this morning that would like to speak during public comment, please use the hand raise icon or press *9 if you're calling in, and I will unmute you. Seeing none, Chair.
Did an attendee just raise a hand?
Did I miss it? Oh, there it is. Caller ending in 8199, I will unmute you, but you will also have to unmute yourself. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, this is Paul Durso. I just want to encourage you all to continue the fine community work you're doing. At these challenging times, there are so many organizations whose attendance and the ability to everything from comprehend to complete public order has just been challenging. So you all hang in there. I don't have a facial here. I have no idea why, but you know, if you can hear my audio, good. I hope so. Thank you for allowing me to address you.
We thank you very much. Thank you for your kind words. All right, are there any others?
Seeing no others.
All right, let's move into action item. Item 5, action item. AB 361, review and make findings required by Government Code subsection 54953, echo 3. Recommendation to continue virtual meetings due to proclaimed state of emergency arising from COVID-19. Meeting in person presents imminent risk to health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of members to meet safely in person. I know that a lot of folks were just coming from the Flag One dedication, so greatly appreciate you making it into the meeting, because I think you're well aware, if we don't get quorum, we don't get to have meetings online, and this is very useful for us. So thank you for making it for this vote. Erica, is there anything, do I need to present this as an item, making a motion?
We just need a motion, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'll make a motion that we continue to hold or have, it's only monthly, right? We can only do it every 30 days. So I continue. I make a motion that next month's meeting is held via Zoom.
I second.
All right, we have a first and a second. Any discussion? All right, let's get a roll call vote.
Vladimir Anderson. Eric Dwayne.
Aye.
Alexis Federico.
Aye.
Alexander Gonzalez.
Aye.
Alex Maslin.
Aye.
Robert McDonald. Mario Munoz.
Aye.
Marcos Villa. Stephanie Wade.
Aye.
And we do have majority.
All right, fantastic. We have a meeting next month. Thank you to everyone who made it into the meeting today for that vote. We need to do it every month because we're not allowed to continue it at length. So greatly appreciated. I know that Mario jumped in out of class. I know Steph and some other folks, Alexander, were coming back from Flag One dedication. So thank you very much. We'll move on to item six, the executive committee report. From me, last month we had a fair attendance at our coffee talk. I know that it was the Veterans Day month, so there were a lot of activities. Many of us attended different events. I ran into Alexander Gonzalez, and I saw Bobby McDonald at the Veterans Day ceremony that they had at Heroes Hall. It was fantastic. Nick Berardino also had a birthday cutting celebration or a birthday ceremony for the Marine Corps. And my son was in attendance and got to be the youngest Marine there. And that was his second cake cutting in 2 days. So I told him, enjoy it. You'll never get to do it again. As the youngest anyway, youngest Marine present. This month, our coffee talk theme is providing help for the holidays and really focusing on mental health during this time of need. So hope to see you all there. I have nothing further, so I'll turn it over to Vice Chair Stephanie Wade.
I'll just add a couple of updates. I don't want to preclude anything that Alex Maslin is going to bring up in terms of our ad hoc committee, but I will say that Ben Gales and Elena Kim have been very helpful on gathering information on the number of post 9/11 veterans we may have in the county. We're hoping to get some better estimates. But I don't think we're going to need to let any of those estimates affect our recommendation or our timeline for recommendations on that committee. And I'll let Alex Maslin talk a little bit more about the work that ad hoc. The only other two updates I have would be that Elena Kim and I took a tour of Heroes Landing just recently. And if there are individuals that know that might be able to help Heroes Landing, I know I'm working with the supervisor's office to see what we can do, but Heroes Landing is a very well-funded, well-run permanent housing solution for veterans. And they have one particular problem. They're obligated to provide on-site mental health services, very much in keeping with what Eric was just talking about. And their provider had been their partner in that and had been providing those on-site medical or mental health services has lost funding. And so they're looking for a new partner. So if anybody can help our office try and source some of that for Heroes Landing, that would be a great, great help. Feel free to reach out to me. I know I'm going to be speaking to Kevin and Alexander and asking some of his advice. And then the other two updates I would have would be that I just obviously came from the dedication and groundbreaking of the Flag One, which is going to be the 60-by-30-foot American flag that will fly over the Veterans Cemetery in Anaheim. And there was an amazing amount of goodwill there. Alexis, I saw your husband, who was one of those people sharing the goodwill. And I really think that's gonna happen, but we all need to keep pushing for it so it does not lose an ounce of momentum. Because right now we have the initiative and we need to keep it. And then the last one I think is really of interest to a lot of us, and we've talked about it before, is supporting Afghan refugees. For everyone's edification, there's a charity called Uplift. I know Alexis and her husband know a good deal about it, but Uplift is the only charity in Orange County or is the only agency authorized to resettle, authorized by the federal government in Orange County to resettle Afghan refugees. And they're doing great work. They brought in 80 families now, and they could use community assistance. In fact, the director of operations is extremely pleased with what the county has been doing, particularly the social service agency. But there are a lot of problems, particularly with finding housing, surprise, surprise, in Orange County. They are looking for people to sponsor Afghan families on their leases, to co-sign leases, because these are people who obviously don't have work history and don't have credit scores. So if there's somebody who really wants to help an Afghan family, I know some people have done that kind of thing, include Alexis's family. If you'd be willing to do that, I can put you in touch with Dr. Al-Mukhtar, and we're looking to do something bigger on a countywide level to try and communicate the need. That's all I have.
All right, thank you. I know we only have Council Member Maslin on the phone for just a little bit longer, so I'd like to move to item 10, standing committees. Do we need a motion, or can we just go ahead and move? Go ahead and move. All right, we'll open up the communications report for Alex Maslin.
Nothing to report on communications.
All right, let's see. How about outreach? Or, I'm sorry, not you. We'll move right into item C, welcome home event, ad hoc committee report.
Yeah, so we met a couple weeks ago and started some brainstorming for an event. I apologize, I don't have any notes in front of me. I'm sitting in the class right now. But we started brainstorming for an event that we eventually are going to present the idea to the county staff and go from there. I think we have some good ideas for the event to both recognize veterans and set up a bit of a networking event with some different resources there. If anyone else wants to jump in on anything I'm missing here, go feel free.
Well, I could add that there was some general consensus that we need to drive for the venue and have a couple of proposed venues, which will dictate the date. And then we'll come up with, I think we agreed, a preliminary written recommendation, with at least the skeletal outlines of the plan that we're hoping to present. Alex, didn't we agree that we're going to try and have something to present next month? At OCVAC, that is. Turn it back over to you, Alex.
That's all I really have for that for now. If no one else has anything else.
All right. So from what I'm hearing is a proposal is being worked up. Okay. All right. Thanks for checking in with us outside out of training. Alex, be safe out there. All right. And thank you.
All right. Thank you. Sorry to bail.
No worries. We'll go back to item 7, the OCVSO update. Ms. Danzig.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. Just a quick update from the VSO. Hopefully everyone is on our distribution for the Big Voice monthly communication. Last month was busy as usual. We had 2,121 activities with veterans, including in-person meetings, phone calls, emails, et cetera. That resulted in 754 claims being filed. And then we also saw just over $1 million, $1,011,909 of benefits being paid out by the VA. Also, that includes savings from the college fee waiver benefits. If you saw too that we had a great success story, and this is just a testament to the good work of the veterans claims representatives that are meeting with veterans day in and day out. We had one client that we assisted with a disability compensation. They were originally denied and then came to our office for help, and our claims rep assisted with the appeal. and it resulted in a retroactive benefit of $113,240 for the veteran. I mean, that's life-changing money for somebody. And that was a result of the Blue Water Navy Veterans Act legislation. So just kudos to the claims rep that worked on that particular case. But that's just one example of some of these life-changing benefits that are coming to our veterans. The other thing that I wanted to share with all of you is I think I mentioned several months ago that we were actively working on trying to develop an online appointment system through our website, and that would allow clients to be able to self-schedule appointments. And one of the solutions that we explored with our IT department just it kind of fell through because it required an appointment to be matched up with a specific staff member. And that's just not how our daily operations work. Some people go on vacation or call out sick, and our staffing levels are, they fluctuate just like any business. And so we kind of let that go, but then we were able to revisit it again because the Board of Supervisors allocated $200,000 in ARPA funding to the VSO for an online appointment system and virtual queuing. So we feel pretty good that we have a solution that's going to work. It's a solution with a vendor that the county already has a regional cooperative agreement with that we can just tap into. Some of the other county departments that have lobby and provide direct services are already using it. So we were able to see a demo. They're going to customize a demo for our office tomorrow. So Elena and I are going to be meeting with the vendor again. But everything looks to be in line for getting this up and running within the next couple of months. It has to be before June 30th because that's the deadline to spend the ARPA funds. But it's going to go beyond just veterans being able to self-schedule an appointment. They'll be able to, when they check in, just have a QR code scanned at the front desk to let the staff know that they've checked in for their appointment. They'll be able to get text message confirmations, email confirmations that their appointment is confirmed, or after they've checked in, they'll get a text message that the staff is now ready to see them. So it's pretty exciting, the technological upgrades that are going to be coming to the VSO. And I think it'll add a real enhancement to our level of customer service for veterans because they'll just have yet another way that they can schedule appointments with our office. So that's all I have.
That's a great update. Erica, now I know we've only been doing the big voice for a little bit here, but I don't recall ever seeing a month where we did $1 million in claims or more.
It's pretty high.
Yeah.
It's pretty high. It does fluctuate, and it's a little misleading because it's not that those 754 claims that were filed in that month resulted, because the VA is making decisions. Yeah, exactly. Sure. So, and the college fee waiver is somewhat seasonal because it's tied to, you know, semesters and stuff. So we may see a big dip in a particular month, and that's probably why. But yeah, $1 million is pretty impressive. No doubt the client that got $113,000 helped with that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Sure, Stephanie has her hand up.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, I mean, the last year I looked at was, I think, the 2018 year, but I think, and if you don't know it, Eric, I'm sure Elena does, but I think in 2018, it was about between 15 and 20 million that were brought in to Orange County residents or to Orange County veterans. Is that right? Like overall for the year, is that usually about what we're doing around that volume?
I'd have to go back and look. That seems kind of high. I feel like we're busier, but maybe it's just a feeling. But I'll go back and compare with 2018 numbers.
Yeah, I should know. We should all know those numbers, but that would be helpful.
Fantastic. All right. We'll go ahead and move on to item number 8, Calvet Link Update. Ben Gales.
All right. Thank you, Chairman Duane. Happy holidays, everyone. I was just thinking about this year, and besides certainly being another year of the Zoom, You know, what kind of stands out to me in thinking about the work of our community is really the collaboration. You know, just thinking about all the partnerships that exist here between government and all our nonprofit organizations, the OCVAC, the OCVMFC. It's a lot of good situations of people coming together. And I think about a case that I was involved in just last week. I got an email from a woman who was a friend of an aging veteran who was isolated in his apartment. And he had PTSD and he needed a computer because that's how he was really connected to the world. But also, you know, had mental health issues. He had food issues. He had pesticide services needs. His dog needed major grooming, just a lot of different needs. And within 2 weeks, we got Tom Boskamp to help get him a computer. US Vets Outside the Wire got in there, made a great connection to him. Has engaged him into treatment now after he was completely disconnected from treatment. We got a food bank that's working to bring him food. We have VOA, Battle Buddy Bridge, providing him transportation to get to appointments. So just a really good, really nice holiday example of just a lot of people coming together to really make a big difference in a veteran's life and just really dramatically improve his whole situation. So just wanted to share that story, especially in the spirit of the holidays. And it's been in a good year, you know, still dealing with a lot of adversity in this whole situation. So that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for that. We'll move on to item number 9, OC for Vets update, Dr. Kevin Alexander.
Thank you, Chairman. It's good to see you all. I will make this short and sweet. Few changes here. We have a new peer support group for veterans here on site, in person, every Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Any veteran who wants to connect with other veterans may be isolated, need additional support, experiencing any mental health issues, our peer team is set to meet here on site 3 o'clock every week at the 1300 building right across the hall from the VSO.
I'm sorry, can you say the date and time again? I've got 3 p.m. At the 1300 Tuesday. Building every Tuesday. Thank you. All right. Thanks so much.
And then let's see two other changes. The first is Behavioral Health Services under the Healthcare Agency is now officially changing its name. So Behavioral Health Services will no longer be Behavioral Health Services. We will be Mental Health and Recovery Services, MHRS. The last change here with us is I received word over the past week or so that I am being promoted within the county over into the Suicide Prevention Division. Thank you. It will be a transition, so I won't be leaving quickly. I want to make sure that our veteran services and veterans programs are maintained and stable. So I will be working within both divisions for probably a few months. We do have potential candidates for my current role and position. We will be meeting with someone actually tomorrow to discuss the potential of his moving into my position. The more I know, I will make sure that I keep you all in the loop and make sure everyone's informed and aware. As I make this transition, please all know that if there is anything you ever need from me, I'm still here, phone call away or a text message away. Just let me know.
Kevin, that's amazing news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you've done, all you do, and all you continue to do for not just the veterans in Orange County, but everybody in Orange County. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Very much. Go ahead and move on to, we've already covered item 10, so we'll move on to 11, council comments. Any comments from around the horn? We'll start with Alexis, Federico first.
Yes, thanks. And I wanted to thank Stephanie for giving a shout out to Uplift Charities. I think I've spoken about this before, but my husband's interpreter's family had a very narrow escape and were barely able to get out of Afghanistan. And then they spent the next 3.5 months in transit. And they finally arrived to Orange County about 2 weeks ago, a little more. So his interpreter's wife and his mother both here. And so we met them. Uplift Charities, Dr. Alk Mukhtar was the first person I met. And I met, you know, their case managers and everyone else. And they are, to echo what Stephanie said, they're just really struggling on housing right now. He's told me there have been various families who have taken in, you know, these refugees for a year or so or co-signed on leases. And so if anyone is interested in that, please reach out to Uplift Charities. We had a reception for the interpreter's family and a bunch of their case managers, young women, just really, really great members of the community, all attended. And so they seem to really, really care. And I think as many of you can imagine, when you first show up to a brand new country and are completely unfamiliar and you have very few connections, it's really these charities and these case managers that kind of set you up for success and help you get a foothold into your new community. And so and I'm going to be working to try to figure out, you know, how we can support them more. But again, many of these people are, you know, family members of interpreters who directly help our military and now veterans within our community. The second point I'll mention, I spent the Marine Corps' birthday, not at a birthday ball, unfortunately, but maybe something a little bit better. I was able to attend the Spirit of Hope Award down on Camp Hilton for the Dana Point 5th Marine Regiment Support Group, who, again, primarily, you know, South Orange County, a lot of veterans as well as community members make up that organization. And Spirit of Hope is kind of a big deal. The DOD authorizes each military branch to award one per nonprofit per year. So our own Orange County Dana Point 5th Marine Regiment Support Group was a well-deserved recipient of that. And so I guess that's all I have to say for my comments. So thanks, everyone.
That's some pretty amazing stuff, Alexis. So thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Mario Munoz.
Yeah, just thank you all. Thank you all for being part of this. Thank you all for having patience, especially with me. You guys are great. Thank you guys. Love you guys. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. See you guys next year, hopefully in person.
Vice Chair 70 Wade.
Nothing else. Thanks.
All right, Vladimir Anderson.
I want to apologize for my lack of technical knowledge when it comes to computers. I had a bit of an issue logging in, and I unfortunately missed the meeting. But again, I'm very thankful. You know what? I'll touch with Dwayne later on to see some member of the council to see if we were able to attend the cemetery function today. I heard there was one today. I think it is a very important cause that we need to support for obvious reasons. And again, I'm very proud to be part of this committee. And if there's anything I could do, I'm more than willing. And Dwayne, I want to apologize, but I'm a hands-on kind of guy, and these Zoom meetings are killing me. And if I may, Alex was very helpful in supporting me, one of my families, on an unrelated issue. But I want to thank Alex for his support in finding him housing. Thank you very much, Alex. And I have nothing else.
All right, Vladimir, thank you for that. Vlad, if you have any need of technical support, I know the guy for you. Just send me a text and we'll work on getting you all schooled up.
Copy, sir. Thank you.
All right. We'll move on to Alexander Gonzalez.
Sorry about that. Thank you very much, Chairman Dwayne. I appreciate it. And thank you, Vladimir, for your thoughtful words. We're glad to help families in need here in Costa Mesa. So I'm glad you reached out and that we were able to assist and provide services.
I just wanted to shout out to staff and thank them so much for all their hard work. I actually was at the VA the other day in Long Beach, and I saw an edition of The Big Voice. And it was actually cycling around a few different offices over there. So I'm thrilled to see that. I'm thrilled to see all the contact information and all the great updates that veterans can see right there. So thank you very much for putting out not only, you know, the successes, but for all your hard work and for all your services to veterans around the county. We really appreciate it. Next, I was also at the Veteran Cemetery today. Could not echo Stephanie's words better. The spirit of camaraderie was greatly felt today, I think, amongst our veteran community. And to see so many people up on top of that hill and smiling over where we will be laying to rest our brothers and sisters is exciting. And so thrilled to see a final resting place for our veterans. And then last but not least, I just wanted to wish everyone a Merry Christmas happy holidays and a Happy New Year, and look forward to seeing everybody next year. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Alexander. I guess I get the final word. I just want to let everybody know that I'm extremely grateful for all of your participation in this. We have some amazing heavy hitters on this team, and you're all doing great things out there in Orange County and beyond. If we put together a list of all the things that members of this particular council have participated in over the last year, I think you would see that it's a very long and important list. Substantial things have been done by folks on this team. So I just want to recognize all of you and your hard work. Also wanted to thank everybody on staff. I know that's been said numerous times. I know I said it last month during our coffee talk and what we're thankful for. I am thankful for the Orange County staff there at the, I don't know the address of the building. I've only been there a few times when we had meetings, but you know, Elena, Erica, Desiree, Jenna, and all the rest of the folks over there. I know Kevin's at the 1300 building, somewhere thereabouts, but just the things that this group does, collaborating with others, the outreach, and the lives that are touched is just amazing. So it's poignant, it's important, and at this time of the year, when there's a lot of people that are going through some mental health issues, you know, we have folks who have experienced loss, especially loss of a loved one. I know my family was hit by the loss of a matriarch this year, and holidays are super tough, and I get it. And for anybody that's here on this council or staff, whoever, I know that Kevin's a call away and so am I. We all just have to be a network for each other collectively. Happy holidays, everyone. I know Hanukkah, last night of Hanukkah was Sunday. So Hanukkah ended on Monday. Monday was the last day. So if you celebrate, happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone. And with that, I would just like to wish you all a happy new year. Safe and prosperous. You have a lot to be proud of. This entire group collectively has a lot to be proud of what we've done this year. So remember that and take that into the new year with you. Have a great day.
Bye, everyone. Feliz Navidad.
Bye, everyone.